Well, friends, it is so good to be together. I just love this time of the year in general. Even on rainy days, it feels like you can go outside and dance and sing in the rain. It's the flowers, it's the energy. But most of all, honestly, it is days like today, and we get to say hello to the people. You all make me so happy, and I just wonder if we could. I know you've already done much, but could you find somebody sitting next to you and just say, hey, I'm happy that you're here? Would you find somebody and just say, I'm happy that you're here? Okay. Now, could you find the person that's not your spouse and tell another person not married to you? We're Lutherans. We got to fight against that extroversion. Don't worry. I'm happy that you're here. Man, it is so true. It's a powerful emotion to know that someone is glad to see you. And it's interesting to me as we sort of read through these stories, these resurrection accounts, not everything about Easter marks this day as kind of a joyous, happy day, especially not that first Easter morning, right? When Mary came to the tomb and discovered that it was open, she wasn't glad. She was horrified. She ran away from the tomb. She went and found Peter and John, and she brought them back. And when they got to the tomb, they found it exactly as she had said that it would be. They found the linen strips of cloth that had wrapped Jesus' body in the grave, but no body. Have you ever just had a week where nothing went right? You know, it's... The disciples were having a really, really bad week. See, it's not that the disciples didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, right? Their bad week was because they did believe Jesus to be the Messiah. They had put their trust in him. They had publicly lived out his teaching of loving God and of loving each other, even of trying to love his enemies. And where had that gotten them? Those very same enemies that Jesus had tried to teach them to love have turned around and killed Jesus in front of everyone. And now those same ordinary men and women who were so recognizable as followers of Jesus now must have felt so foolish, so heartbroken when people would recognize them as the same. You see, the disciples were looking at their circumstances, which were the death of Jesus, through a frame of reference that believed that death was the end of the story. And they were right, but they were just right in the wrong story. You see, they didn't need to get out of their circumstances. They needed to get out of their story. Right? Because when you get into God's story, death isn't the end. If only someone had told them that there was this new story, this sort of bigger, more expansive, more compelling story. Oh, that's right. Jesus had told them over and over again. Have you ever had someone tell you something, but you just didn't have the context yet to understand it? See, you would think that the love the disciples had for Jesus would have meant that they would have had a better memory about the actual things that he said, because Jesus had told them that the Son of Man must die and be raised from the dead after 3 days, but they didn't have a context to believe that because they had never actually seen that happen. And so despite looking into an empty tomb, they still weren't able to connect the dots and realize what happened, and they were filled with sorrow. And the reality is that we all have these frames that limit our view of the world, whether it's regrets or childhood trauma or church hurt or tragedy that seemed to strike at a really formative time. And these experiences create boundaries in our life. And because of those boundaries, something can be right in front of us, but we won't see it because it doesn't fit inside of our story. And I just just want to say that I know for myself, I am astonished at how narrow and how rigid my own perspective can be. The circumstances aren't what made them glad. The lack of soldiers guarding the tomb, the stone being rolled away, the clothes laying neatly on the stone bed, not even the angels made those first disciples glad. John and Peter left the tomb believing something, but they just went home. Mary stays. She's weeping, crying in the garden of Jesus' tomb, so distraught that she actually shrugs off angels. She shrugs Jesus off speaking to her. And then she hears a familiar voice. Someone that you love says your name. Jesus said to her, Mary. See, when our world is shaken, when we lose people that we love, people we admire, we might try to look through our past or our childhood or our education to try and widen our frame so that we can make sense of our circumstances. But the path toward understanding doesn't begin with an easy answer or a spiritual path to walk or even an empty tomb. It begins with a person. Jesus said to her, Mary. And now Mary is finally glad. She's so happy to see Jesus. She turned to him and she said, Rabboni, which means teacher. And she's so glad to see Jesus. She runs over and she grabs him like a child grabs their parent around the knees when they come home from work. And she is not going to let Jesus go because it wasn't the empty tomb that made her glad. It was Jesus. And I wonder what we try to add to Jesus, thinking that it will make us happy. Jesus and compelling preaching. Sorry, that's just me, I guess. Right? Jesus and a church that kind of fits my preferences but doesn't really, like, you know, push me too hard or kind of call out sin that's actually in my life. Or what about Jesus and a miracle? Jesus and an answered prayer? Not even Jesus and an empty tomb. It's just Jesus. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See, understanding this is when the joy of Easter really begins to break through, and the empty tomb begins to speak to our inner being, to our inner loss, to our own inner tragedy. And what it says to all of us is that Christ is risen from the dead. The person of Jesus helps us to find a conversation, a dialogue with our pain and our heartbreak and our loss, not by avoiding them, but by allowing new life to emerge right in the midst of them. The resurrection tells us that our greatest enemy, death, the source of every pain in our life, lies defeated and conquered once and for all. Man. And now that it is finished, Jesus tenderly calls you by your name to make you glad and to invite you to find an eternal life that is in his name. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who conquered death and who offers us eternal life through his resurrection. Lord, in the midst of our joys and our sorrows, may we always remember that Easter is not just a historical event, but it is a living reality. Help us to encounter the living Jesus anew each day, to feel the warmth of his presence, to hear the call of our names spoken with love and with grace. And Father, by the power of your Spirit, may we respond with joyful hearts, full of faith and gratitude. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.